Voices of VR podcast.
My name is Mark. I'm a developer of Darkfield VR, together with two of my friends, Daniel and Martin. Darkfield VR is a co-op space dogfighting simulator. So instead of fighting against your friends or against random people, you're going to fight with your friends in co-op missions. Just think like Payday or Left 4 Dead, but in space and no zombies. So we're going to have a co-op mission-based focus. Right now we're working on one mission, which is taking down a big space station. So you're one of four elite fighter pilots. We're going to attack the space station. It's heavily armored, has squadrons of fighter pilots around it, has a shield. So there's no way of just flying just in and just taking it down. So one of your friends has an experimental EMP device. He's going to charge this device. It's going to take around 2 minutes. After those 2 minutes, he can use the device, take down the shields. Your other friend is going to use a nuke, going to blow a hole inside of the wall of the space station. And you will take your smaller ship, you're going to fly in, you're going to destroy the reactor, you're going to ride the shockwave back out and save the day.
I see. And so you're kind of creating a gameplay where people have to really collaborate and do different functions. How do they know what specific function to do?
So we're going to have a mission briefing in the beginning, and it also depends on your character. If your character is the only one carrying the EMP, and EMP is part of the mission, then you know what to do. So right now we're going to run a Kickstarter in around September 26th. With your Kickstarter, we're going to hire voice actors, we're going to hire 2D and 3D artists to actually create a mission briefing. One of our backer rewards for the Kickstarter is going to make it possible for you to record a mission briefing for us. So we're going to inform the player while he's playing it, and if you've got enough voice actors, also while he's playing the mission.
And so, yeah, I think virtual reality is going to be a medium where social interactions are going to be very key to the types of experiences people have. So it sounds like you're trying to facilitate that type of social interactions. And so what are some of the things within the actual mission that people would need to actually communicate with each other or synchronize their behaviors or their actions?
So actually the fun thing is going to be the way how you communicate. Even though we have spaceship and shields and EMPs, our radio technology is sort of stuck in the 60s. Think of cheap walkie-talkies. You have only one channel, a single band. So once you start sending and talking to your friends, they can't answer real time. You have to let go of your send button so they can talk to you. So you not only have to coordinate your way you're attacking the space station, but you also have to coordinate how you're coordinating with your friends. And this sort of gives not only an incentive to properly plan stuff out, because you just can't ask again afterwards or why someone else is talking, but also it adds a lot to the immersion on, like, you're limited. You are one of four fighter pilots. You're fighting against a whole army of other ships, and you have limited technology, and you only have one shot of doing this right, like following the plan, otherwise you're just not going to make it.
And so you are working with other people in creating this experience, and so talk a bit about that process of, as you're playtesting it, you know, actually running it through with other people, and what type of things you've learned or had to change based upon your actual experiences of playing this.
So the way we do our playtesting, because we're only a team of three people, we've been in early access since November 2013, and our active community of early access backers helps us a lot in refining our gameplay and our game mechanics. Our first alpha was merely a crappy, broken prototype, and we got feedback from the community, sometimes really loud feedback from the community, especially if something is horribly broken. But now we are creating a game that the community wants to play, and if they have a feature, they can request it on our forum, we can talk about that. If they have problems, we can talk about that. And like, outsourcing this to our community not only gives the community a sense of being part of the project, but also helps us on finding out exactly what people want to play.
And so what's been some of the changes that you've made to your game based upon user feedback of what types of experiences people want to have?
For example, one thing we realized, that especially when looking at people when they're playing, is that they stop moving their head. In a space game, when your weapons are aligned with your ship movement, you stop looking around because there's no incentive for looking around. So that was actually one thing that we saw, that people started looking around when they started playing the game, just look at the cockpit, just look out of the window. But then once in the actual dogfight, it just stared straight ahead. It's like suddenly their neck just locked in one position and they never moved it again. So we included that you can aim with your head inside a 22-degree radius. So inside a small radius, you have to aim with your head, and suddenly that unlocks the muscle memory. Suddenly people remember, yes, they can move their head. Suddenly they look out the window, they try to track enemies with their eyes, with their head. And that's one thing that we would have never realized without the community.
And so can you look to the side and start to shoot off to the side, or can you only shoot looking straight forward then?
No, there's a small radius where you're aiming is based on your head rotation. You can't just look straight 90 degrees to the side and start shooting to the right. Your weapons, they're mounted on rotatable platforms. So if you have a Gatling gun that's only shooting, like it's mounted towards your front, you can move it 11 degrees to the left, to the right, to the up and down, but not in other directions. We're going to have ships that have a gunner position that has rotatable 360 degrees, so people can turn around fully 360 degrees and shoot enemies at the back while looking at it, which is also going to be awesome with the final version of the Rift that probably has 360 degrees tracking.
And so maybe talk a bit about the networking component of having multiplayer in a virtual reality experience. How are you able to actually implement that?
So we are using the Unity game engine, and instead of relying on a plugin, we're actually using Unity's own networking solution that enables us being independent from other systems. So our game, as long as your computer is reachable via its IP address or has a connection to our master server, people can join you. The thing that we hate the most is when you all bought games and we came together like on LAN parties, and then we can't play together because we don't have an internet connection, because we have to request an online server, or we had to be locked in the last 24 hours. So we don't have any DRM in Darkfield. If you bought a game and you want to play with your friends, just start your server and your friends can join. And especially in virtual reality, multiplayer is such an enticing thing to have, because suddenly you're not alone anymore, you're not isolated in the Rift anymore, you're actually playing with your friends and you know your friends are out there. You know your friends are in a ship next to you and he's so close and he can support you when you need help.
What are some of the experiences that you want to have in this type of collaborative environments? What type of quests do you want to go on?
So I want to really have the feeling that I'm working closely together with my friends. I don't want to just shoot them down and see them die. I want to achieve something with them. In Darkfield, it's taking down bigger space structures, it's escorting civilian fleets, it's robbing a space convoy. But ultimately, I love the concept of the metaverse. I would love to see it. I would love to see that happen. I would love to just instantly walk around with my friends and be with my friends anywhere in the world at any time.
And finally, what do you see as the ultimate potential for virtual reality?
I think that sort of relates to what I just said. That the ultimate potential is that suddenly you can be with anyone, anywhere, at any time. I think similar. Brandon said something similar today, giving you the possibility of actually seeing your friends, being with your friends that are maybe thousands of miles or kilometers away. I'm from Germany and I live in Australia right now, and what I miss most are my friends back in Germany. So like just hanging out with them on Skype or Google Hangouts just doesn't do the job. In the end, I think the best thing virtual reality can do is unite us, like make the world a lot smaller.
Great. And is there anything else that's left unsaid that you'd like to say?
I just want to repeat that we're going to start our Kickstarter 26th of September, and we're not going to ask for much, so please help us make the Scope Space game happen.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.